From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Amy Mann and Ted Leo come from pretty different musical backgrounds, folk and pop on one side, punk rock on the other. Yet the pair have teamed up as The Both, and today on the show, they're in our Studio 1A. They initially teamed up as touring partners, but that's where the idea of The Both first took root.
This is kind of what a band would sound like if we collaborated. I could sort of see a blueprint for how it would look, and I just thought it was really interesting.
Plus, new music from North Texas, Sarah Jaffe, and a psychedelic soul rarity from The Relatives. Also, live highlights from Studio 1A, alt-country pioneers The Silos. We also have The Antlers, Walker Lukens, and a whole lot more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the show, a roundup of live highlights we've had in our Studio 1A recently, including Amy Mann and Ted Leo, known as The Both, also The Antlers, Walker Lukens, and more. But first, we have a new release. It's not new music. The Relatives recorded this song in the mid-70s called Don't Let Me Fall. They're from Dallas. You might have heard their Jim Eno-produced comeback record last year, The Electric Word. They're re-releasing Don't Let Me Fall as a 7-inch 45 on the Daptone label, and they're at the Continental Club tonight as part of the Austin Music Experience, The Relatives. You don't hear a lot of psychedelic gospel, but after hearing that track from The Relatives, you probably want to hear more. That was Don't Let Me Fall, and it was a song they cut in the mid-70s. They've just reissued it as a 7-inch single on the Daptone label. The Relatives made a comeback last year on the album The Electric Word that Jim Eno of Spoon produced. The Relatives are at the Continental Club tonight. This is the Austin Music Experience. We're going to go back and forth right now. Forth to the future for the new album from Sarah Jaffe that's not out until next week. Back for a Sarah Jaffe track that she cut in the old ACL studios, actually, Studio 6A in 2011. Sarah Jaffe's from Denton. This song, Clementine, was on her first album, Suburban Nature, which got some really nice write-ups in the Dallas Observer and Rolling Stone. Back and forth with Sarah Jaffe on the Austin Music Experience.
Crying all the times, 50 boys, 50. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sarah Jaffe. Her new album, Don't Disconnect, comes out next week. You're hearing it first on the Austin Music Experience. The song, Some People Will Tell You. Sarah Jaffe will do an in-store at Waterloo Records on Tuesday at 5. She's from Denton. Some People Will Tell You has still a bit of that electronic sound that she moved toward on the album The Body Wins a couple years back. In fact, Sarah Jaffe was a singer on Eminem's latest album, but we went back to 2011 in more of an acoustic mode with Sarah for the track Clementine. Back and forth with Sarah Jaffe on the Austin Music Experience. Coming up, Amy Mann and Ted Leo team up in our Studio 1A as The Both. Music and conversation as the Austin Music Experience continues. We'll be right back. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate a pioneer of soul music who also enjoyed singing country songs. Joe Tex was born in Rogers, Texas on August 8, 1935. By the age of 15, he was performing at Harlem's legendary Apollo Theater. Although he was primarily a soul singer, Joe Tex was completely comfortable covering blues, gospel, pop, and even country.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. There to meet me was my mama, papa.
During his career, Joe Tex performed alongside Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett. He also wrote hit songs for the godfather of soul, James Brown, and he inspired numerous younger singers, including Isaac Hayes and Barry White. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about a singer who conquered Nashville on her own terms. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin Music News, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Well, it looks like Austin Music's jaunt over to London last year was so successful, it's happening again. 2014 was the debut of the NME Awards, sponsored by the live music capital of the world, NME being the 62-year-old famed music publication out of England. The 2015 NME Awards will also be the 20th anniversary of the awards show. Branded as a partnership, there will be an official launch party in Austin this November, as well as a slew of Austin showcases here in town. If you're interested in heading over to England for the big show, it's February 15th at the O2 Academy Brixton in London. If you haven't experienced Gary Clark Jr. live before, now you have the opportunity, well, at least to hear it. The Austin Electric Bluesman is releasing a new album of tracks he's performed across the world, aptly titled Gary Clark Jr. Live. There are plenty of Clark staples on the record, such as Ain't Messin' Around, Bright Lights, and Travis County, as well as renditions of work from Robert Pettway, Lowell Fulson, Albert Collins, and Jimi Hendrix. And from the album's description, it looks like there will be plenty of live guitar improvisation, and possibly a few surprises. Gary Clark Jr. Live is out September 20th. Not only can you go see a live music show any night of the week in Austin, don't forget you can perform just about any time you'd like. This weekend, iconic Austin movie theater, the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar, reopens its doors after an 18-month complete overhaul. And now combined with the theater is the classy karaoke establishment, the Highball, or as Spin Magazine calls it, possibly the best karaoke bar in the world. The music magazine recently offered a sneak peek at the venue's new look, which now lacks bowling lanes, but instead features all new karaoke rooms, with themes like glam rock, Mario Brothers, David Lynch, sci-fi. There's even a heavy metal room called The Inferno. The Highball is celebrating its reopening this Saturday with Karaoke Apocalypse, featuring the Dead Motley Sex Maidens, Austin's number one karaoke band. This show promises to transform civilians into rock stars in about 3 minutes with their catalog of songs that range from punk to rock to hair metal classics from the 70s and 80s. You can learn more about the epic sing-along at thehighball.com. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
I'm Jody Denberg. You're probably familiar with the work of Amy Mann, perhaps familiar with Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. They've teamed up as The Both. That's the name of their duo. That's the name of their album. And we're going to hear live music from them recorded in Studio 1A just a few days ago in a moment. But I talked to Amy and Ted about how they came together. Ted Leo, Amy Mann, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
The first song I heard from The Both is this song called Milwaukee, and it tells the story of you guys getting together. And I know the last time, Amy, that you played here, Ted was on the bill, but this is a different deal. This is a band.
Yeah, this is our band. We decided, I think that when we were touring together, we had such fun playing together. We started cross-pollinating our sets so that I came out and played a few songs with Ted. Ted came out and played a few songs with me. And those were the highlights of, you know, for both of our sets, those were kind of turning out to be the highlights.
For us. I can't speak for the audience.
Yeah. You know, the audience has to decide for itself. But we really had a good time. So, you know, I think we were also both ready for, like, some drastic life change.
Yeah.
Let's hear the fruits of the labors you were just talking about. Amy Mann, Ted Leo, and we have another both person.
Yes, this is Matt Mayhall.
On the drums. What do you got for us
the
first?
The third both. This song is called Volunteers of America.
Contract's a joke, but when you see smoke, you run toward the fire because you must. They all called your name when the crash finally came and left you to pick up the dust. I saw you walking in silence down to the bridge, and nothing went over the side. So I guess to someone with your heavy itch, withdraw like consent is implied.
The both Volunteers of America comes from their debut album. This is like a power trio or something.
Yeah, I think what a power trio is.
And that's not what fans of Amy Mann's records along the way, we expect melody and beautiful singing, but this rocks a little edgier. Was that what you kind of wanted when you came together to make the both?
I don't know, you know, for me, if it was specifically, if I was specifically thinking like that, I just thought, I really just thought that it would be very interesting and fruitful and fun to be in a band with Ted. And I just kind of wanted to see what that was like. And I felt like, you know, there's a song on the record called The Gambler, which was a song Ted had written, and he was playing it on tour. And I kept hearing this song thinking, this is kind of what a band would sound like if we collaborated. Like, it, I could see, sort of see a blueprint for how it would look, and I just thought it was really interesting.
And the punchline, of course, to that is that I had the exact same thought in my head as I was writing that song. As I was, I wrote the chorus first, and I immediately thought to myself, I bet you Amy would like this. I gotta, you know, pitch that to her someday. And then it, you know, just kind of, we met on that.
It's worked out well. I mentioned the words power pop, and those of us who like that kind of music and are aficionados, we liked this guy named Scott Miller, who was in a band called Game Theory, who passed away, I think, last year. Yeah. And he's somehow karmically a part of the both. Can you flesh that out for me a little?
Yeah,
well, Scott, I mean, I was a huge fan of the Loud Family, specifically this one record, Plants and Birds and Rocks and Things. I must have listened to that 10 million times.
Father, you know that I don't mean disrespect, but the house is winning. I don't want to be there when they collect. Father, the greatest writing days couldn't last. Smoking courtesy cigarettes and rolling up the tinted glass. You're smart enough to make the numbers.
And actually hunted down Scott's number and called him out of the blue, and he didn't know who I was, so it was really embarrassing, but we became friends. And, you know, somewhere down the line, Scott sent me an email. Actually, he wrote me and sent me Ted's first record and said, this is something I think you will really like. So if it wasn't for Scott, I wouldn't have, I mean, I'm sure I would have eventually known about
possibly
Ted.
Possibly not.
Yeah. But that was my introduction. So
yeah, I had been a fan, you know, of Game Theory as well since the 80s, and they certainly left their, you know, their imprint on me as a musician. And I actually had a brief correspondence with Scott out of the blue around 2003, because he just wrote me to say that he liked what I was doing. I was very chuffed, but, you know, I never actually met him in person, but I think it was possibly only even when we were already, Amy and I were already on the road together, that this connection came out.
And there's a song on the album called Bedtime Stories where he's really present.
Yeah, it's very influenced by his style, and it's sort of about him as well.
Seem real comfortable with each other, and obviously you were when you were jumping up on stage during each other's sets. How has that evolved now that you're playing live regularly as the both? Do you get into little bits where you start chatting and kind of get lost, or
there's a lot of chatting? Yeah, there's a lot of chatting.
We have to rein ourselves in sometimes.
All right, I'm reining you in, and I'm having you play another song because I'm so lucky to have you here. Amy Mann, Ted Leo, the both, and live right now.
Saving up for the big one. Ooh, you'll be bigger than big son.
Get up and out of your bed, hon.
yet now. Ooh, you know we're all in your dead now.
You from the top, hey, no one but you's gonna ever make it stop. Ooh, ooh. Because you can't blame the ones that you love. No, you can't blame the ones that you love. But you're still gonna blame.
Two exclusive live performances from the both being Amy Mann and Ted Leo and their drummer. We heard The Inevitable Shove, and the first track, Volunteers of America. It was great talking to Amy and Ted, and they had a great show at the Mohawk as well. Coming up, swamp blues, electropop, and indie rock, exclusive live music from Papa Molly, Walker Lukens, The Antlers, and more as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. We're going to reel off four exclusive live Studio 1A performances for you. In a moment, Papa Molly, who brings it back to Austin with shows tonight and tomorrow at Seaboy's Heart and Soul. Up first, from New York City, The Antlers, who, yeah, they're indie rock, but I always hear a little soul and R&B, especially in this latest tune, Hotel, which comes off a little funkier in this Studio 1A performance.
You know. but in a strange bed I keep sleeping with my bed
to the Keep Happy store. You wanna come along? Well, hop on in. Here we go. Two bottles of Ripple wine, a six pack of Strip Mall Liquor Bowl Tall Boys, three bottles of Boone's Farm Apple Wine, four bottles of Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill, and a bottle of Spinata. Some Ballet High, Cardinal Cools, and Cardinal Picayunes, 15 pounds of fried chicken with some of those jalapeno peppers on the side of loaf of white bread. And you got any of those hard-boiled eggs behind the counter? Yeah, I'll take about two of those hard-boiled eggs behind the counter and a can of bug spray for my mama, Black Flag, and a pack of Zig Zag, and one other thing. What was that? Oh, yeah. Great big bottle of Thunder Chicken wine. Now, baby, what you want? Boy, it's the nastiest thing in town. Down a little place where the people all go when they're feeling low and they want to keep happy. They're gonna drink a little beer, they're gonna drink a little wine, they're gonna have a good time. Everybody got to keep happy, cause the sign out front says chicken fly high, chicken fly low, chicken fly keep happy, don't fly no more. Say what? Chicken fly high, chicken fly low, chicken fly keep happy, don't. Chicken fly, keep habit, don't fly no more, no. Anything that you want, baby. You can get it at the Keep Happy Store. Whoa, 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 yeah. 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Malcolm Wellborn is his given name. He is one funky dude with those dreadlocks, and I always thought of Papa Molly as Austin's equivalent to Dr. John. He moved back to Louisiana, but he's back in Austin tonight and tomorrow night at Sea Boys Heart and Soul, one from the archives in 2004, Papa Molly with Keep Happy. I need a Keep Happy convenience store in my neighborhood. And we started with the Antlers, who were in town just a few weeks ago. Hotel is from their latest album, Familiars, and they told us when they visited that David Lynch and the Tibetan Book of the Dead were big influences on their latest Familiars. In a moment, Walker Lukens. This Austinite just wowed us all with his Studio 1A performance. We're going to play a couple Walker Lukens tunes and catch up with him. But first, we had the Silos in Studio 1A not too long ago. Quite a configuration of Walter Salas Umara's band. I mean, the Silos are Walter and who's ever playing with him. He had Scott Garber on bass, Donnie Wynn on drums, and Rich Brotherton from Robert Earl Keen's band on guitar. This is a new song, and it's called Counting on You, from the Silos on the Austin Music Experience.
Say you won, some say two, say it takes three to carry through. Four keys to open up the door, five ways to dance across the floor, six. Then make a sideways eight when you're looking in the mirror. Nine frames in a lifelong game. Ten has one. Turns into zero. So I'm counting on you. Some say he won. Some say two, some say it takes three to carry you through, and if it takes three to do the work of two, it's down to one.
The Silos on the Austin Music Experience, recorded in Studio 1A just a few days ago with Counting on You. That's actually on Walter Salas-Umara's new solo record, but The Silos are Walter Salas-Umara. And as promised, we have new music from Walker Lukens, recorded in Studio 1A. Little bit of a doo-wop feel here with the looping pedal included. And Jay Trachtenberg talked to Walker when he was in Studio 1A. We'll hear that in a moment. Right now, we'll hear Every Night. That was a new song from Walker Lukens called Every Night, recorded in our Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience. Here's Walker talking with Jay Trachtenberg.
So what first gave you the idea of incorporating electronics into what you do?
You know, I spent a number of years playing with an acoustic guitar and loud bars, just fighting for people's attention. And I just got so tired of not being heard, of feeling like I'm, you know, it's fighting a losing battle. So I got this thing, and then at the same time, I also didn't want to just loop my guitar, because a lot of people do that really well. So my thought was, maybe I can loop my voice and, you know, multiply some atypical things. So sometimes, you know, I'll record breathing or just hitting the mic. But then that got boring, so we started to play with a band too, and I'm super stoked to play with these guys. So now we've got that and three guys.
Austin's Walker Lukens on the Austin Music Experience. That song is called Ain't Got a Reason. We also heard Every Night a few moments ago. We played one of the other Studio 1A songs he cut for us recently last week and got a good response. So there you go. There was the rest of the session. Thanks for tuning in. You can find video of Studio 1A performances at KUTX.org and find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Austin Music Experience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Coming from Costa.